Hi folks, Nathan here. We're having a review today of the election. We have a little bit of information from the election at the federal level that is really encouraging. And then we have some information in the California election that we're going to go over. A little bit less information than we would like to have, although it's enough to really give us a big picture idea of where we're going to be at in California in the next 2 years. So let's go ahead and get into it.
Welcome to the Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on the Frontline.
All right, I want to start today by looking at a passage from Job. But as I get into that, let me just say, as I said in our prayer email earlier in the month, we have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot of freedoms that we can be thankful for, both here in California and across the country. And we can be grateful for many things in the election that we just had. There are some things to be thankful for, some things that we might be disappointed in, but we can know one thing for certain, and that is that God is still on the throne, and we can be ultimately grateful for that. So I'm going to read a passage out of Job that can help remind us of how things fit into the big picture when we look at the things around us in our culture, in our world, the things that seem like they're a big, big issue. But really, in the grand scheme of things, they're not quite as big as we might think. So let's look at Job chapter 26. This is Job responding back, and he's talking about God here, talking about the greatness of God. Job chapter 26, then Job answered and said, "How you have helped him who has no power. How you have saved the arm that has no strength. How you have counseled him who has no wisdom and plentifully declared sound knowledge. With whose help have you uttered words? And whose breath has come out from you? The dead tremble under the waters and their inhabitants. Sheol is naked before God, and Abaddon has no covering. He stretches out the north over the void and hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the waters in his thick clouds, and the cloud is not split open under them. He covers the face of the full moon and spreads over it his cloud. He has inscribed a circle on the face of the waters at the boundary between light and darkness. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astounded at his rebuke. By his power he stilled the sea. By his understanding, he shattered Rahab. By his wind, the heavens were made fair. His hand pierced the fleeing serpent. Behold, these are but the outskirts of his ways. And how small a whisper do we hear of him? But the thunder of his power, who can understand?" I think it's helpful to remember how everything was made by God. Everything is ruled over by God. The things that we can barely even understand or even touch the edge of thinking about, he is there. He controls those things. He made those things. And so when we look at the results of the election, when we look at the perhaps turmoil or terrible things going on in legislatures across our country, even here in California, we can be reminded that these things are not outside of God's eye. He sees what is happening, and they are all going to ultimately fit into a plan. They already do, and yet we still struggle to know exactly what's going on. But God is never struggling to understand what's going on. He is in the midst of everything, doing a great work to ultimately glorify himself. And all things will ultimately show his greatness. At the end of the day, that's ultimately what matters. And we're a small piece of that, and we can play an important part in the part of God's kingdom here on earth where we find ourselves. And so we have a responsibility. We have been entrusted with this moment where we are face to face with things in our culture around us that ultimately we can have a say in. Ultimately, we can have an impact on those around us, not just for today, but for future generations. And that starts right in our homes. It starts with our own children, our own families, but it extends around us to those that we know and those that we could know if we step out, perhaps out of our comfort zone a little bit. And I'm talking about getting involved in the world around us, including the legislative process here in Sacramento. And you can do that by coming to Sacramento, but you can also do it from your own home and from your local area by just taking a few steps of engagement. And we have more information about that on our website. But as we think about God's greatness, it helps us to put into perspective the things in the legislature and the things in politics around us in the world. So I wanted to set that as the stage before kind of giving a little bit of a report on the election. As you probably know, at the federal level, there was a major turn in terms of conservatives winning many elections. And generally speaking, that's a good thing for the family, for the traditional family structure and the traditional family values. However, here in California, we did not see anything like that. We have very similar a legislature and governor, if not the exact same as we have had for a number of years here in California. And so we're up against, in terms of our freedoms, we're up against many of the same issues that we have been in the past. And in some senses, those battles, those tensions are heightened right now because of a resistance to a desire to push back against what's happening at the federal level. So we need to be aware that that's actually happening and that there is a sense of a burden on legislators here in California, the more liberal legislators, that there is a need for them to take more action to move in a liberal or progressive or larger government control position direction in California as a result of this election, in order to show strength and in order to show a resolve to push in the direction of bigger government, in the direction of more government programs and more government involvement in society. And that is something that will have an impact on families and will have an impact on homeschooling. So we need to be more aware of those things. It is great to be thankful for the things that we can be thankful for. God tells us actually to be thankful in all things, whether they look like we should be thankful for them or not. God tells us to be thankful. And so we ought to do that. And at the same time, be vigilant, be always vigilant to make sure that we're keeping an eye out for where we can get involved, where we need to step up and stand firm on the truth and say, no, this is not good. We need to push back on some of these proposals in the legislature. And by that, I'm talking about bills that are presented by our California state legislators that will move through the process, become law in California if we don't push back and say, no, enough is enough. So let's be bold, be aware, and be sure standing in the power of God's might, because he is on the throne. That's it for today. We'll be issuing more legislative updates in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for more. We have had the governor declare an emergency session to specifically go after some of the conservative push that we're seeing at the federal level, so we can definitely be sure that in early December we're going to see some ideas being proposed that will be for the larger government concerns that we have expressed in the past, things that we have all fought against, and things that will have a negative impact on the family and biblical values. So Be in prayer for us as we work to be tuned in to everything that we can be in terms of finding out information about what these new proposals are going to be, and be praying for our legislators as they have many decisions that they will be making in the coming weeks as we gear up for a new legislative session starting in early December. Okay, and next, I want to remind you that Capitol Day is coming up at the end of January, and we really are excited about this year's Capitol Day. It's really important that we get as many people from all over the state of California as possible to help us to make an event that not just is some place where people are learning a lot and are having a great time, because that is what Capitol Day is. But Capitol Day is also an important time where we can influence the legislature. We need to have good numbers here, and we need people representing the different parts of the state so that legislators can see people from their own neighborhoods, from their own districts, so that people from their districts are there telling them, hey, we're from your district and we're here to tell you that homeschooling is a great thing. It works well in California. We don't need extra legislation. We don't need new laws restricting homeschool freedoms. Homeschooling works the way it is. So we need more families to sign up to say, this is what we're here for today, to tell you that homeschooling is good and it works the way it is in California. So if you're able to come to Capitol Day, sign up at the link below. Make sure that you do everything you can to come. If you are not able to come, and I realize that's the case for some of you, see what you can do to send someone else from your area. You might be able to help them financially to get there, or you might just need to give them the information because they don't know about Capitol Day. But either way, please be sure to engage in making Capitol Day happen and happen well by either you coming or helping someone else get there. You can also donate to make sure that Capitol Day has the funding it needs, because it is an expensive thing to run. It's a big part of what FPM does. It's a big part of our financial investment in homeschool freedom. So please, you can contribute on our website for that as well. So next, I also want to mention that we are working right now on doing research on all of the newly elected legislators, the folks that have not been in the legislature before. And so we have a number of interns. We are working on doing the research on new legislators so that we have full preparation for going into the session as well as for Capitol Day. But we really need to be well prepared for the beginning of session in early December, as well as for when bills start coming in the new year. So we have some interns working on that. You can be praying for all of them. We do still have a couple of slots left for more intern help on that project over the next 8 to 10 weeks through the end of November and in through December, as well as into January. We could use a little bit more help on that. So if you're able to do that, we'd love to hear from you. Especially if you have experience with research. So we have homeschool debater alumni, as well as some current homeschool debate students that are experienced with team policy debate, are really good candidates for this because they've had experience doing research on evidence. And that's something that well prepares students to be helpful interns in this particular area where we're looking for research to be done on legislators, what their background is, and it's something that really helps us out this time of year. While we still are trying to find out the final results of the election, there's some of this research that can't be done right away. It has to be done closer to Capitol Day, so we won't even be able to start some of the research until later on. So that creates a bit of a crunch time for us, so that's when we need a little extra help. So if you're interested in that, definitely give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. One final thing I wanted to mention, too, is that we have a new website launching. Yes, it does look different than our previous website. And yes, there are glitches with it. If you find some, please be patient with us as we work out the kinks. And we are excited to be launching this and to be enjoying a new look. And hopefully it will be a breath of fresh air, as well as a place where you can get information easily and you're able to find those answers that you're looking for. So that's it. Thanks so much for watching. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Frontline with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.